gives us somewhere to go, even in our comfort zone. This literally just happens to me every time I read. When I read a book, I mentally leave my current position to wherever the characters are, like where they dwell. And I believe that, Lima, you're in with me on this.
Exactly, that's very true. So that's why you have to join us on these numerous trips as we take you through several spheres of life. This is the Books and Talks podcast, where we talk about books and life. Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the Books and Talks podcast. And guess what guys, this is still your favorite girl, Alima, and with me here is
good evening guys. Jeez, why are you looking at me like that?
Because good evening, I was not guys. Expecting her to act like
it's me just... again, Shola Fumi. Thank you for joining us this time around.
Yes, guys, thank you so much. And this is our 7th episode.
Yeah,
like, seventh. Guys, 3 more episodes and we're going to hit our 10th episode. So thank you guys for riding on this journey with us.
Thank you.
And welcome.
Although it's kind of bumpy and all of that. Sometimes our room is 12, you know, all those things.
And sometimes our network is going to be cranky. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of mishaps.
Our episode will just be, but you guys will still listen.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you so much.
This is not like an appreciation episode.
But then we just have to say thank
you. We're here to do something serious business.
Okay.
So today, guys, we're going to be reviewing a book. I'm not going to say special or nice. Yeah. It's just a book. But then this book is more than a book because unlike what we usually do here, you know, normally we're supposed to give you motivational and then novel and motivational. But today we're doing combination of the two. A motivational book. And the novel, who does that?
Only just, Books and Talks.
Just guess what the title of the book will be. Our loyal fans already know. So we are going to be reviewing The Smart Money Woman. And guess what, guys? This book is in two folds. Like, we have The Smart Money Woman and we have The Smart Money Tribe.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to be giving you guys full package. We're not busy. We're like, you know now. So we're going to give you Smart Money Woman this week and then we'll give you Smart Money Woman Tribe in 2 weeks. I'm not promising you next week. Sorry, you can't even enter my mouth. I will not say next week. In 2 weeks, yes. So guys, let's dive right into it. The Smart Money Woman.
Written by Arezi
Ugwu.
Ugwu.
I don't want to be today, this episode, I want to be in my best behavior possible because I don't want to be an auto eater. Ha, last week.
Gosh, I feel the pressure. I'm like,
did you guys even notice at all? Did you notice?
Oh my god, and it pained me that it was that episode. We actually criticized the writer, we criticized the book like deep. God.
But then Ash Amberge, in case you did not know,
in case you're not following our social media pages,
Ash Amberge actually commented on our Instagram
page. Please speak louder, let them hear.
Ash Amberge, mm-hmm. the author of mm-hmm. the Middle Finger Project, commented on our Instagram page.
Yeah, she
did. Magbo. Have you heard her yet? I don't think so.
So, Shola.
Right on.
Yeah, so as Alima said, it's going to be all positive lights, green light, red light, love and light, everything light here. We're not going to go deep. We're not going to take anything personal anymore. Please,
no.
It's not about us. It's not like us being impartial now. We're just going to be fair.
Don't worry. Miss Arese Ugu is the best you can ever have. She's beautiful.
You don't have to.
She does not have, I'm not. No.
Sound like that. You saying it immediately after what I said, it sounds like...
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know that's what I want. I already said I'm going to be on my best behavior today.
Please.
So no excuse.
No excuse. Yeah, so The Smart Money Woman by Arezi. I have this urge of saying tribe, but I'm not going to say it. Nah, I'm not going to say tribe. So it's Smart Money Woman by Arezi Ugo. I have a classmate bearing Ugo. Yeah, shout out to you if you're listening. So this book is the first of its kind. And that's the book I use. But then before we even dive into that, the structure of the book is a 357-page book with 12 chapters written by Arete Ugo. So the book is like very, it's not like very rare. It's one of the first books. I don't know if we've had anybody that I've thought about this thing before, but then it's the first self-help book of this kind of, like, in this way. So the author did a great job infusing a very serious financial, a very serious underlining financial lessons and advices into a lighter fictional story. Like, who does that? You just make things that ought to be very important, serious things that when you read this, you just get bored.
But like, no,
you get scared.
Like, trust me, like we said on our Instagram page, when you pick this book, you're going to be hooked. You're not going to drop it.
Exactly.
Because the storyline, everything is something that we, like, I don't know, maybe it's something that we all want to, like, maybe what we want to experience or things we're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel, like, instantly, like, you're drowning into that book.
Drowning.
Yeah. Like, drowning deep into the book.
Into the book. But you're not going to die while drowning.
No, no, you're not dying. No. Like, you're going to come back out of the water. Than and then you'll be spirit filled and energized. Like, and money.
So this bold step made us glue to the book. Like, is this step? I'm like, fine, I love self-help books. I'm not going to lie. They're like my favorites. But then, who doesn't like a fictional book? Please.
At least. Oh my God.
It's a comic relief, actually.
Thank
but
you.
But you should not dwell
I
on
thought
it.
You were saying it last week that we're living in our imagination.
No, I'm saying that if you are particular about it, if you're like, oh, it has to be this kind of book every time, then you're not ready to move on to your realistic
it's
situation.
It's not about moving on to our realistic situation.
Then it's what?
The thing is, sometimes
you it's not sometimes for you guys, like every
out
time.
Out of your reality. It's not every time for me. Is it every time for me? Say
know.
It here in front of me
know.
Right now. Is it every time for me?
Why are you making this thing look like a confrontation? Guys,
yes, you're actually doing that to
it's
me.
It's not. I'm just saying
it's
that
not...
the way you, your argument last time was like, oh. Like,
and then I even add, I have something, I have something
time.
To back it up for you.
You have to be in your, what she posted.
Yeah,
it's just your lazy... Your fellow lazy guy saying something that you said actually.
You don't have to be stuck up all the time. Please.
I'm not being stuck.
Put some feathers just up in your ass and laugh your ass out.
What's feathers doing in my ass?
Have you tried it before?
Chicken. I'm not a chicken.
Wait, try it out and then you
I'm
laugh.
Not going to try that
you
rubbish.
Laugh
not
your
not
ass out.
Tried it before.
Not really.
Please, I want to be serious on this episode. Please, please, guy, I beg.
Oh my God.
That's just strictly business. Thanks. So okay. I said this bold step made us very like glued to the book. Like you just don't want to take your eyes off the book. You want to read everything into it. It's not all those reading or skimming or just glancing through. You just want to get everything into your brain. And then what she did made it very easy to relate to the story and the advice and lesson because she portrayed your life first, then you see, oh, this is the implication.
And this is my mistake. And
exactly.
This is me. Like, this is so me. And then the next thing you're saying, let's just like inform you guys. The next thing, you just have to be with your highlighter. If you're reading a physical book, be with your pencil or your highlighter. If it's like an ebook, just know you're going to be highlighting. Because you are definitely going to get points from each chapters. And you want to actually actualize it into your goals, into your life goals. So that's it.
So the way the author simultaneously took us through the financial journey of the lead character, Zuri, and our friends.
And guess what, guys? If you've seen the movie, then this is not going to be an issue.
Exactly.
Because the movie actually, although the movie did not really project the real, real message, but then the fun aspect of it
was kind of like half-baked when it comes to
when you read the book and you watch the movie, you know, like, that, oh, this is like an app job, like this is not the full job.
Exactly.
But then if you have watched, like, this is what I did. I read the book, then I watched the movie, then I read the book
again.
So when you're reading the book again, it's going to eat different, because once you're imagining Zuri, you're seeing Osas. Once you're imagining Tammy,
you don't have to
you're seeing
it. You don't have to spill
it. Okay let
you
me
don't
keep
have
it
to
speak. let me keep it
watch the movie and
let
then
me keep
this
it.
Season 2 is even coming out, like,
yeah, for the Smart Money tribe. I'm so excited.
So,
like,
and our friends, Tammy, Lara, Adesua, and Ladum. Ladum, the popular, beautiful housewife. Expensive housewife.
Like she's not busy.
She's the most expensive housewife in Lagos in that book.
Like, even if you have seen the movie, you would, like, easily get it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go deep because Shola is going to beat me because we're talking about the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. So what she did is actually commendable. She took us through their financial awakening, how they got awakening, and then financial like journey per se. So Smart Money Woman is not your regular, not so captivating self-help book. Mm-hmm. It looks fictional on the surface. I'm not going to lie. When you see the book, you'll be like, oh, and they start with Zuri. Oh, it's fine, babe. When we get sense. Okay.
And the way they started, you're mm-hmm. going to be wondering, where exactly are we heading at?
Exactly. But it has a lot of financial gems and lessons attached to each chapter. Like mm-hmm. every chapter has a lesson and an exercise. So Areze successfully broke down the subject of personal financial management. She made it so easy and relatable this way.
Like even using, like infusing this woman, I've forgotten her name, in the book, she I think she's their financial coach.
She just brought
in that character. I think it's Osheni or
Omosheni. Omosheni.
Like,
that's the name.
The way she brought in that woman, you know that Omosheni represents Arise Ugo herself.
Exactly. She needed to be in her own book, and then she just created a character for herself.
She's giving you everything.
No. She tried, honestly.
And Omosheni is not in the movie. We didn't see her.
Omosheni appeared, but we didn't see her. But we're told
they only talked about
Zuri met her, and they had a discussion, and then she helped and all that. But we didn't see Omosheni.
Like, it would have been better if we saw her in action, mm-hmm. giving the talk. I guess they didn't want to bore us. They know what Nigerians watch.
And I think she actually appeared a lot in Tribe, not in Woman. Mm-hmm. Just made a glimpse of her.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
So I said, what she did made it so easy and relatable. This way, you can work towards your financial freedom/awakening in no time. Like, while reading the book, you're mentally, you'll be thinking of, oh God, okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. I need to get my shit together. I need to get my savings together, my invest. Like, while reading the book, you want to take that step immediately.
Exactly.
So this book is a must read for everyone. Notwithstanding your gender, I know a lot of people like Smart Money Woman, female. No,
I can even put it to you guys that even the male gender needs this book, because most times when we discover, we see that most times women have this saving habit than men.
Mm-hmm. Just that we save for frivolities.
Exactly, we spend our money anyhow. We mm-hmm. spend our money lavishly.
We'll save like for years to just buy a designer bag.
I can actually say that men really find it difficult to like save up,
exactly.
They're always getting billed. They're always getting it takes a very smart man, like a very like extraordinary super, smart man, exactly. to like have a saving. Like I saw a video recently where they asked a guy, what, how much do you have in your savings? I think it was like 100k, and then they asked the lady, she was saying like maybe 700 or 800k. This lady appears to be like his girlfriend or something, and I'm sure that 800 or 700k she got it from him,
honestly.
So that's what I'm trying to say when I say mm-hmm. women save more. So yeah, continue.
So it's not a gender-based book, so it's for everybody, notwithstanding your gender, your financial standing, your net worth, how equipped your finances are. Even if you're a financial coach, even if you have everything all together, even if you have a community you lead financially, this book is for you. It can even serve as a reminder. It can serve as a content for your community. So in short, Smart Money Woman by Areze Ugwu is a good read for us.
Yeah, we're speaking on our own path. And this is the first time we're going to be aligning, because sincerely,
this book is what I
was blown away, and I'm still blown away.
Mm-hmm. You can't get enough of it. You can't get enough of it. You can't get enough of it. Because you will need to just go back and just see this exercise again. Oh, I've not done this before.
It's not a book that you can read and throw away.
No.
Something you're going to have in your bag.
Or, exactly.
Like all the time. All the things all that you've highlighted, you keep going back to them. Anytime you see that I'm slacking
off, yes.
You go back again.
Go back again.
And energize yourself.
Exactly. Just make it look like the emotion in there. Mm-hmm. Is in your backpack.
So, like, I have a question for you, Shola. You're not done.
Yeah.
Oh, continue.
So, for the the style of writing, so the book is a combination of fiction and non-fiction. That's the first thing I've ever seen before. I've never seen a book like this before, honestly. It's the first. So in short, it's power packed. At the end of each chapter, Areze gives us financial lessons from each, like from the basic subject of the chapter. If the chapter is about auditing your salary, or how do you invest, and then Zuri, they go through Zuri crappy financial life.
Exactly.
She's going to give us like what your ideal financial statement or financial journey should be. She's going to give us, oh, this is how it should be. Take us some, you know, the normal savings,
yeah, finance, the tips, and then
she just give us an exercise. Okay, this is what you have to do. To
I think this is what Shola actually wanted Miss Ash Ambridge to do.
That was what I was saying. Exactly.
And this is what she meant by the book was all over the place. Not that the book was not a good book.
The book is a very good book, actually. Everything we said last week, if you get it wrongly, honestly, we're taking it back. The book is a very good book. I feel like self-help book, they have to step up their game. It should be practical. It should give me things that I need to see. There's this book to act like a CEO, think like an entrepreneur. I'm not sure if I get the
That's it.
But that book, after each chapter, so it has like an exercise that you have to do, something you have to do. There's one other self book like that. Everything has to have like a, so that will make you, it will prompt you to read and then to do it. So after reading the book, you know, oh, okay, these are the things I get. These are the things I've done through this book.
Exactly.
That's true. To be like that. That's what I was saying about Middle Finger Project. So last, she also, okay, I said she added exercise to make it more practical. So in short, Smart Money Woman, Mrs. Arizi, you're my like personal person.
Before I even read the book, I've always loved Arizi.
I listened
Arizi.
To a podcast. It was time we listened to
has,
podcast.
Yeah, she has a podcast session too. Yeah. So she has the Smart Money Woman podcast.
Yes.
I think she only has two episodes or so. I don't know why. I don't know why you're not being consistent. Like, I don't know. She invited this woman, Udo Okonjo. Since that time, I've been stalking that woman. Like, literally, this woman is not a Gen Z. She's not a millennial. I'm sorry to say, I know Mama Yongi, but then she's power filled.
Exactly.
And I've been following her journey since then. And she's a guru in the real estate agency, this woman. And I think the woman really influenced Zuri's character and all of that.
Because the woman
is a real estate mogul and all of that.
The woman is a mentor, actually.
I think.
Like, from the scratch, even before she wrote when she had her breakdown that she spoke about in Tribe, the woman was one of those people that helped her up, something like that. I'm not sure if I'm saying
you're saying you wrong, see please, that, if you see that woman, you guys just see her on Instagram, Udo Okonjo. Oh my god,
you're gonna be blown away.
Oh,
because
people in Nigeria are really making it. Let's just forget Kylie's and forget the Kardashians and forget the Jay Bezos and forget the
honestly. It's just that I feel like our platform is not good enough. Our economy is not good enough.
People are really kicking it.
Yes,
kicking it in this Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So I have a question for Shola before I forget.
You're always asking me questions.
Yeah, I do.
No, let's go.
What do you think about the storyline? Like, from the beginning
technically
to the end?
Technically.
Just in a sentence.
In a sentence. Oh, it's going to be hard, honestly, because technically, she did not do justice to the storyline. If you're going to look at it from side of literature and all that, she did not give us a full, although she tried with the descriptions, because she gave us a full, with the book, and you watch the movie, you know who Zuri should be, you know who Tammy should be. She tried with her
and that one has a lot to do, like, it has a lot to do with the cast director. The cast director really did a good job.
They followed that description.
And guess who the cast director is? You know her? To you,
I'm not gonna say it.
Do you know her or you don't?
I know her, but I'm not gonna say it. I hope so. I'm not gonna dwell on the movie.
I know I said so, but I want you to say the name of the cast director. You don't know it, guys. Anytime Shola doesn't know something, that's why she would do like this.
Honestly, I can't remember, but I think it's Lala.
Exactly, Lala is the cast director, and Lala is a very good cast director.
Lala is the producer. She was one of those people that produced the movie.
And she's a very good cast. If Lala like does your casting for a movie, I bet your characters will be like top notch. So let's move away from that.
Okay, so I can't see what I was saying. I said she tried with this. I think it's an average because her main focus was what she wanted to deliver to us. And then from the story is kind of sidelined. She wrote it from our own perspective. Our own situation and everything, that's our answer. Yeah. So that was why people were saying is some people that are not really, really like reasonable. I'm sorry to use that strong word.
Or okay, let's say, wanted to be
okay. Sorry, some people
to be peaceful today.
I'm sorry, some people that are not thinking in my own line.
Exactly, you're just using the right word.
Some people like that, they believe the book is not a good read because they focused, they lost concentration. Those people, they're not focused.
They started looking at the brands calling and started feeling inferior. Why is it that people are jealous of Nigerians? Apart from Nigerians now, even Nigerians were saying things like that. Like, I read reviews online.
Yes.
And people were saying, what if they were not Nigerians? They would not be able to relate to the brand name.
Mm-hmm. And then they were called, like, she's doing ad.
That she called a lot, she called a lot of brand names and all of that.
But you can't blame me now. Okay, what if I have... Okay, now, let's say, okay. Let's have a friend that has a brand and is doing well, or let's say a friend I even connect with and the person has helped me before and I'm writing a book. There's nothing bad in me mentioning her name now.
And again, I feel like she wanted to make it like much more pictorial. She wanted you to see yourself like in that world. Like, imagine Zuri. Close your eyes and the next person you're seeing is Zuri. But sincerely, I feel like She did her best.
All those brand calling
and everything made it so obvious that Zuri was this materialistic and luxurious
kind
person.
Of person.
And she wanted to put it.
She didn't use Nigerian brands like that.
Has anybody read The Devil Wears Prada or something?
Prada.
They called a lot of brand names in that book. And nobody is saying she's like this.
Do you know the thing is the way we criticize ourselves when it comes to like blacks. We just take a lot of this thing on ourselves.
We just want to like create blames and say a lot of things that will make
the person even look at the bright side, because that's what I feel when I read all the things I read on. I'm like, people are not even checking the bright side of this book. This book is not meant to be a fictional book. It's a non-fiction.
And all this brand calling, actually, that was what was it for me, because actually that was what I really like enjoyed most. Maybe
it's not even so bad.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not bad at
I
all.
Enjoyed the brand calling. It made me feel, especially brands it I was like understand. Familiar with.
Exactly.
I was happy that
to make you understand. It even make you know the words of whatever she bought. Mm-hmm. Like, if you say she got something from, let's say, Kai Collective. Now, I know Kai Collective's average stuff is like. Over.
But the only mistake that I really do not appreciate from the book was the fact that she had to like, Tammy is a fashion designer,
okay,
so to say, and she's not even wearing her brand. Like, I can count how many times Tammy wore a brand
in this book.
I'm not talking about Tribe. I'm talking about this book. In Smart Money Woman.
Maybe she didn't say what clothes she wearing.
She really deviated from Tammy's fashion. Sometimes I'm sure when she was writing, she forgot that Tammy owned her own brand. Because Tammy was just always, although it was obvious that Tammy was not serious with her business.
Exactly.
But she was still like in nine.
But she kept,
she was
no,
still
the thing
in
is,
the business.
She became very serious in Tribe, actually.
Normally, I know.
And she started wearing her things in Tribe.
Normally, I know. But in Tribe too, she still didn't wear her things. Like, because we're not talking about Tribe yet. That's why I don't want to emphasize on it. She still didn't really wear her things. But in this Smart Money Woman, even her friends were not wearing her things.
Yeah, true.
So it felt like, so why is she a fashion designer then? Like, normally we know she's not really like intentional about her business and all of that. But at least, even if me now, I have one... Lima closet or something, I'm going to even if I'm not serious, at least one top or one shoe will still be for my brand. But she didn't really she didn't really dwell on the fact that Tammy wore a brand or anything like that so that was the only thing I feel like I didn't really like in the book. And what do you think about Shola's personality?
I thought we're not dwelling on the fictional part.
So what's there on the
non-fiction?
We're going to mix it up.
Shola is, I don't know. We're going to go deep before we talk about Shola.
I feel like, should I say it? Because I asked the question, I'm going to answer, but then let me say my own point. What I feel like Shola is actually, should I say, like a pillar? I don't want to use pillar. Pillar is too strong. But it's like, you know, when you want to build the house now, that all those easy road that you use when you want to move.
Pillars.
Yeah, pillars. Yes. That you want to use when you want to roof, that makes the house stand very solid. So Shola is that kind of person for that book. Because, fine, Zuri knew that she had a financial problem, but mm-hmm. Shola kind of like opened her eyes to so many things.
Mm.
So Shola may appear, me, I love Shola. Shola may appear egoistic, full of himself, a billionaire that does not, but he's an intentional man. He's my ideal man.
He's not my ideal man.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I want to know.
I don't know. I feel like he's not observant enough.
In what sense?
In the sense of
that's what I said. Shall I Zuri giving him green lights?
No, not even that. Yeah, something like that. It's all these oblivious guys. Please.
Oh, I feel like Shola is a nerd. No, just say it with your full mouth.
No. It's not. It didn't even appear as that. But I just feel like Shola is that kind. Shola is not kind.
Hmm?
He's really? Not thoughtful.
No, the thing is.
See, you know, you blame her for not, for this man not wearing a dress. It's the way I'm blaming her for not dwelling on his. She didn't really build his personality, his character very well. If she's talking, she made him appear. Like, look a perfect.
Static man.
Somebody that just does his things according to what he thinks is perfect.
Hey, there are people like that. Sincerely. And I admire them. I love them. Like, let me tell you one thing that I really love about Shola.
You guys can see my face right now.
No, sincerely, I love people like that. And the reason why I'm actually, like, really fascinated by Shola's character is the fact that, you know, he knows when to be serious with business. Work is work. Like, just kind of like I'm working in the same boardroom with my husband, and then I'm not getting this. You get, I know that yes, it's serious, I'm serious. And then when we're out of the room, we can do whatever. That's the kind of vibe.
But he avoided that all through now. He can't keep up with that kind of standard. That's why he didn't do the business with our company directly.
But then he still appeared because he said he doesn't like mixing business with pleasure.
That's why he left. So he can't even cope with what you're saying.
He didn't leave.
Now
his company still works for them. Mm-hmm, now.
I'm not saying about the company, I'm talking like about himself.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I'm saying.
Can like, he cope with what you're saying? Being in the same boardroom with the canny?
Maybe he can. Because he did. Can't. He actually did it like twice.
When she was presenting.
Presentation, and then there was one other meeting they had. You know,
he couldn't cope. That was why he was attacking her with questions, throwing questions at her, because he couldn't cope with concentrating. He said it now.
That's true, but then
I beg, I don't like that guy. That's I like him, but I don't like
doesn't
him.
Doesn't change him. The reason. Me, I know the reason why Shola does not like him
because he's not kind. He's not thoughtful.
He did not spoil Zuri.
What would you spoil?
He did not buy a 2022 car. So Shola, you already joined these people, these same people that we're talking about.
Thank you.
You've joined them.
I'm not saying that.
Imagine this same guy that is not thoughtful. He's somebody that would think about buying you a $2 million worth of shares.
Please
in a company.
Buy me a $2 million back too. He knows what you want. He understands. See, Zuri
is a luxurious person.
Exactly.
So why will he buy her a $2 million bag when she's trying to like cut spending this thing?
Then
so
you buy her you prefer you, know, you want prefer, her to,
wait no. Shola for wait Shola Shola's nickname. So you're trying to say that you prefer a guy that will buy you 2022 Emmys than a guy that will buy you a shares worth $2 million from Apple. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying you're getting me wrong. This okay. is not the first time.
Explain.
This is not the first time he's helping her financially. He helps her financially all through the book. By connecting her with people that will advise her, mm-hmm. connecting her with her mentors, connecting her with programs that she wants to go to and all of that. Fine, thank you so much. But then all these things, you know, when you're this kind of a person, you get to a point you get tired of all those things. It's not like you're not appreciating those things. Don't get me wrong. Fine, he did all of these things, but I bet this. She was expecting something very super. Now,
then what did he get for her?
As a big girl,
what did he get?
A billionaire in Nigeria. A billionaire in
what
Nigeria.
What did he get?
Sock. I don't want that.
See, in the next 3-4 years, she's going to appreciate it. Okay, please. Let's look at the reality. Like, let's look at reality.
Look at the
what
reality.
Did them? What did? Calm down. What did Kanye buy for? Kardashian that came that she said that's the most like the best kit he has ever gotten for her. And what did the turnover of that stock do to her life?
Stock as usual.
What did the turnover of that stock do to her life?
When material things that he has gifted her.
So normally now you like the material.
I'm saying that Kim do not like the material things. She will tell me she doesn't like the material things. She's a materialistic kind of person. You have to feed that kind of person first. I'm not saying she okay, fine. He tried at first, he curtailed her, he did everything to her, but then
you don't want her to buy these things. You can afford to buy for her, but you're not buying it for her.
Why?
No.
So see, the thing is, let me explain something to you. I think the way Shola is thinking, like from what I've observed in the book, is that kind of person that it feels like buying it for her is like indulging her. Okay. This person has a shopping habit. She cannot do without. Then I'm indulging her.
Okay, what's
it?
Buying the stuff back by herself.
When she started buying it by herself, what did he do? He called her back now.
So he cannot call her back if he buys it for her.
How?
Okay, if he buys it for
her. It's just like saying that I don't want you. Like, okay, you're my friend now. I don't want you to take fatty food. Let me explain something.
I know what you're saying. You're not getting my point.
I don't want you to take fatty foods. Then I now keep... Okay, because now, and I want you... Okay, Shola, don't buy you guts again. Don't eat egg. Don't do all this. Then you said, okay, you're trying to, like, control yourself. Then it's now that same me that is trying to curtail you.
What about breaks?
That will now still keep buying you that you got
an what about breaks?
It doesn't...
What about breaks? When it comes to all those kind of things.
It should not be me that is actually containing you that will buy you those things.
You don't get what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You're not getting my point. I'm not saying what he has been doing to her rather is good. It's bad rather. What he did is very good, like commendable. If you see a guy doing something like that to you, you should stick to him. I said it's not thoughtful. Finish.
Okay, I will accept it for you like that, but I don't agree. So let's just move on.
It's not thoughtful.
Just because I don't want to spend a lot of time.
He's just spending a lot of time on this thing. You buy me this, you buy me that. Thank you so much. My birthday. You know, but.
$2 million worth of
stuff. I'm not saying that what he did is bad.
This thing, I'm going to need public opinion on this thing. $2 million worth of stock and $2 million worth of Amy's bag.
No.
That next year collection is already outdated. OT outdated. You cannot even if $2 million worth of shares.
You're not getting my point.
I've heard you.
I know. So many people be listening to me and be like, this guy is super materialistic. No.
I've heard you.
I'm saying that he should have been thoughtful enough. He knows what she needs. He knows what she
likes. He knows what she likes, but he bought her what she needed. There's something that you like, but you don't need them.
What
do you need them his bag for? You that you're struggling with debt. What do you need them his bag for?
That time she was stable. That time that he bought all those things, she was already fine.
She was fine, but her leg was hanging. She has not reached her financial goals. She had little or nothing in her savings.
She has seen almost any after that time.
Yes,
before
I know.
That time, rather.
She was already spending whilst spending.
No, it was before that time.
She was already spending foolishly now.
All these things that we're discussing is in tribe. But then, all those period of her birthday. Before the birthday, so it was after the birthday now that she now got the promotion that she now started spending all those spending now because he didn't even buy it for her. I beg, the guy should have bought one thing for her. Okay. Even if it's okay, you bought me $2 million.
So now you're trying to wait.
Even if it's a 50,000 naira bag, but you know it's that bag that
so you're
just
telling me now that that moment when they meant okay. There's let me I remember even something. I remember something now. Calm down. I remember something now. I remember there was a time where they had, I think, their first fight.
Mm. What's it about? Because she said she wanted a car.
So, Shola is to be blamed there too.
He talked Ashley.
Shola is to be blamed there too.
It's just fault the day for her.
The thing is, normally, Shola is this kind of frank person.
You shouldn't be too blunt with your lover.
And when it comes to financials, is on his edge, and I can say it point blank anyway. Oh. Shola is one of the reason why Zuri stepped on her toes became intentional about her financials.
I know that is one of the reasons, but then I'm just saying that the tone you use for your normal people should be
guys. In case you are lost, let me explain it to you. Uh-uh. So the thing is, Zuri, she earns, I think, 400k.
No.
800k per month. And in the first chapter, we were told that Zuri barely had 80,000 naira in her account.
No, she's like 200 or something.
But it's 80,000 naira. Let me show you.
1 point. I know she's owing 1.3 million.
Is 80,000 naira Zuri Bailey had in her account?
Oh, she low no. At least
someone that is earning that's 800k. She had like 10% of her salary in her account. She what happened to the remaining 90%?
She went on trips.
Let me explain to you. This same girl, she's riding a Benz. She's staying in like I think a 2 million naira yearly apartment. This babe, let's even forget that one. So if, at the end of the day, she finally got hold of her financials. She had settled her debts. She had done all those things. Her car safe, although mechanic loaded her because she could not even afford to like repair it.
And because the engine is expensive, and she wants to cut her.
And she wants to cut her but yes. And then her landlord was chasing her everywhere, and holding now, the big girl that works in a real estate agency that is earning 800k.
She paid to her for her. Is it utility bills? The man was chasing around for
nothing. But then she had not paid her rent. Someone that is still owing cheap utility bills. How is she going to afford to pay her rent? Okay, let me now continue. So this girl, at the end of the day, she was able to like she met to the glory of God. She met Shola, and Shola actually like not Shola here. I mean Shola in Smart Money.
So she got me.
And then Shola was able to like counsel her and give her like good. Loving, there was even one part I don't want to. I'll give you guys that one later. Where he said something and he shook me. Like,
what did he say? There's no,
let's not go there. Yeah, let me continue my story.
Okay.
So, Shola met Zuri. Zuri met Shola. They started dating, they started their love life. Zuri had barely like placed her feet on financial stability. The next thing Zuri is thinking. Maybe I should get a BMW. Lara has one. No, let me finish.
Benz is more expensive than the BMW.
But then,
why did she
need that BMW? Because Lara has one.
And Lara is maintaining it. Lara, so she feel like she can maintain Lara, it too. Now that
is she earning up to what Lara is earning?
Let me tell you something. I know that. Wait. I know that what she aimed for was too high for her. They were in a rejoicing mood, prepared dinner, did everything.
Let me finish my story. Romantic. So then,
please.
Auntie Zuri was clamoring on the fact that she wanted to get a BMW. And then Uncle Shola was telling her that instead of getting a Tokumbo, I think Tokumbo or Nigerian used BMW.
He did not say that because he said
no. Why can't she get
this is what he said.
A Toyota Camry?
No, this is what he said. Do you think you need you? No, do you think something in line of? Do you think
you need a BMW?
Do you need a BMW?
And what does she need it for?
What?
Your financial, you're still like, your toe. Permit me to say this in Yoruba. oh my God.
No. What happened to
where she come financial stability? What to fake mother?
Oh my God.
You don't want to reverse this back. God. You just like landed on financial stability, and the next thing you want to do is. You want to go back to where you're coming from.
Wait,
if not for that call off that I did, I bet it's with you guys that Zuri will get that BMW.
No. What happened to? Okay, fine. Zuri identifies Shola as this kind of big person, someone I can rely on when it comes to financial advice. That was how he came into our life. You can't blame
her. He didn't come into our life like I want to pamper you.
No, I didn't say that. I said somebody she can rely on for financial advice. I never say financial support.
Okay.
So fine.
You don't want to say it.
What happened to babe? A BMW? Really? What happened to something like, oh babe, I don't think you need it. Babe, look at it in this kind of way. Babe, I know, trust me. What happened to all those things? He just said he point blank.
That's Shola's personality. If you want Shola to accept Zuri for her insensive spending. Please. Then Zuri should accept Shola for his mouth.
He didn't accept that. That boy did not accept that. If he had accepted that, he would have not told her that rubbish that he said. Please. See, I like the boy. But his mouth and his attitude, I don't like it.
Me, I love the boy, Sha. He's my ideal man.
He's
my ideal man. So
like I'm not thoughtful. Even thoughts. I promised you guys,
I'm going to tell you guys what Shola said.
I'm take your leg and hear your stupid Shola with
that. Shola,
I really like that boy because
Shola is really fighting with me tonight to become my namesake. But then I'm not going to change my stand. So there's something he said that I want you guys to see. I want to look for it in the book. So I'll quote him in total. So this was when Zuri and Shola were inside the distance. So it was when Zuri and Shola were inside I think a plane when Zuri was going to where was she going to? I think Edo State. Or Benin. Benin. Our mom's house got burnt. And there was another lesson from that. You know, when our mom's house got burnt,
I started even picked the lesson instead of arguing stupid arguments that we do
normally, yes, but then we'll do that for Smite Money Tribe. But this one, these things are just paining me and I have to address them.
Address what?
The lessons that we learned from Zuri's mom's house burning is the fact that insurance is very important.
And there's nothing too small to be insured.
Insured, yes.
You can insure everything.
Who said it to her? Who said it to Zuri?
Because she doesn't know.
Name it out loud.
Because she doesn't know. You're not getting my point.
No. I don't want to go back.
He's a very good guy, but he's not thoughtful.
I'm not saying you're blaming him. I'm not saying he's thoughtful. Who said it?
Okay, he's nice to some extent.
Who said it?
I beg.
Who said it?
Please leave me.
Say it. Shola said it.
Hello.
That Sorry. Insurance is very important. And before then, I've always like overlooked. I'm always thinking about insurance is a waste of money.
Yeah, me too.
Like, but then do after you that, buses,
life insurance.
And then insuring like your car, insurance.
All those
like,
ones I feel like do they even exist in this country?
Especially like all these Yoruba movies that when they say ship wants to wreck, you know me. Right. Hey, they will not start and become poor. I used to wonder that don't they have insurance? Normally all those ones I know that normally you need freight and all those things. I don't understand what's happening today. Guys, ignore that underlining sound. So like I used to wonder that all these Yoruba movies, are they whining us? Are they like playing? Stop playing with O'Brien. Like, are you guys joking? But then now I know that you can insure your house from fire, from burglary. This was like even very dumb. Like, I'm done with them.
They're not so good. I'm not gonna say they're dumb.
They are dumb, and I'm sending you my food.
I thought one of it to be.
No, very... which what do Yoruba people want to call them?
No, I'm saying they're not so good actually.
But I don't think they want to come and see you. Okay, so like as I was saying, Shola and Zuri were on the plane, like they actually accidentally met in that
your
point.
Goal has to be
and they were going together, so it was like advising Zuri about she told him that she had like a financial situation, so he was like telling her
and she was even so plain and truthful from the beginning. That guy didn't even, that girl didn't even lie.
I did not say that Zuri, I did not say she lied.
That's what they said, that if you open your arms too much for man, they will do you anyhow. Continue.
So, Sha, before the cockroach interrupted.
What's the cockroach? You're mad with you, Shola. Are you okay?
Before the cockroach interrupted. So, Shola said he actually took this exercise when he was in business school. And the exercise is that she should actually describe what a perfect day would look like in an ideal world. And, when she wakes up in the morning, what will she do? What kind of house would she like to stay in? Like, will she pray? Kind of will things. She meditate? Will she exercise? Exactly. What kind of car will she drive? What kind of holidays does she look forward to? And all those things. He said those things, they actually sound fun, but then extract the three goals that you can possibly achieve this year from your ideal day and write them down. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want a debt-free life. Just imagine.
Shall I read Brian Tracy's book? Shall I read a lot of Brian Tracy's books? Yeah, because it sounds so much like you. I'm serious. I'm not even joking now. In business school, must have read it. Continue.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not arguing about that. But then, he told her that and told her to extract her ideal, like, three goals from her ideal day. And from that, she would look at it and say, oh my God, I want to settle my debt. Or possibly, I want to go on holiday. I want to own this particular property. And these things, when you write them down, you walk towards achieving them. Mm-hmm. And all these words, it feels like Shola was talking to me and not Zuri.
You know, the thing is, in this life, don't worry, let's just go.
Don't say anything stupid.
I need to say something.
Don't say anything stupid.
But if
stupid.
I say it, I end this podcast right now. And I don't,
even say anything stupid.
But then it's just like,
and can you imagine that Shola was telling Zuri all these life changing words? And guess what Zuri was thinking? Is he eating on me? Because he actually puts his hand on her.
Exactly. What else do you think baby girl needs? It's not like she's not grabbing everything he said. She grabs everything now. At least when she got home, immediately she informed her mommy about the insurance stuff and all of that. But then, She's attracted to him. What do you expect?
All these conversations you were just thinking about. Is he into me? Is he into me?
No, because I was giving her green lights and then the boy is even a coward. Do you know that? Pat. But that's another thing for another day.
Shola is a coward.
Yeah. Shola is a coward. It's not spell out to this. No, I'll think about being a coward. I think we'll have to change this our director.
Sincerely, what's with the cough?
Man.
What's with the cough? Please continue, Jerry.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to take coward back. But I just feel like Shola is a typical Lagos boy that you will meet. They will just to wink at you and then you just like, oh.
Normally, you don't meet a billionaire every day. Wait. You're not supposed to get.
Wait.
What are you trying to say?
Wait, what I'm saying is that they will wink at you like, you'll be feeling yourself. You'll be like, you thought I was feeling you? Yes, you'll be expecting yes from them. And they'll be like, maybe. Like, maybe, really?
Guy, be straightforward.
See,
Shola is talking from experience. She has faced all these type of challenges from people. Like, he thought I was feeling like all this. The game I've been with, I will not cast you because I'm not like you.
What
the thing is, I'm not like you. But if you were to be in my shoe, you would be like, you would have casted me. But then I remember a situation, something similar to this that you have told me in the past. Shola, I will not say the full story. Shola met somebody and then. They've been looking at
each other. Honestly, this is really annoying.
And Shola actually thought that this guy was feeling it. So she didn't make a move, but she was patiently waiting as the baby girl. Now, let this guy. And the next thing the guy just gave her, he thought I was feeling vibe. Like, maybe. And the guy left Shola angry.
So, angry.
This is coming from a place of pain.
He didn't leave me angry because me, madame was sitting on the chair. And then she saw and then she was just like, okay,
maybe you were not feeling me, and she angered it in her body. But then this is coming from a place of pain.
It's not really from a place of pain, actually. I'm it's so annoying. Why would you be vibing with me?
And then
you
just
but then what will you be vibing with me? And then when it comes to too much share now, you're not saying
when it comes to into me or I'm not like, into me, you're not being disguising.
Feeling me? I'm like,
no, I'm not feeling maybe. You.
It's not nice.
Shola, sorry.
So that's why I know that one of the reasons I don't like that Shola, but
he left Zuri angry. Imagined herself like, is that how you're gonna leave me hanging? But then she was lucky. He liked her at the end of the day and they said it.
So you think my own situation was not like that? Actually, disclaimer.
You said it.
It's just in this podcast. I want to read about Arezi. I beg.
Maybe
I've been in the past with him for 2 months.
With who?
Imaginary guy.
Oh, your dream, right?
No, actually, my imaginations. But then it was not really deep that time. But then I was just thinking that it might be crazy.
Shola is pissed right now because some memories bring back worse things.
God, I don't like this episode. I don't like this episode because this is the most beautiful moment for you today. I don't like it.
In fact, I'm so happy right now.
So
I'm so happy because I'm happy.
What's happening to you?
Oh my God. Like, I understood Shola's plight. Like,
I'm trying to get some things.
What things?
I want to read.
Copy. About the author.
No, about the author now.
Oh. I'm not done talking now. I really want to talk about this book some more. There are some things I want to say.
Next time,
let me say the last thing I want to say. Do you guys remember that last week we're talking about how to be your own? Like, everybody cannot be their own boss and everything. Yeah. And we're referring to a particular book.
This is the book.
In this book, Arezi, like, made us know, like, she made us understand that not everybody can actually be their own boss. CEO. She even said there is this particular saying that people say that, if you are doing a 9-to-5 job, you cannot be a billionaire.
You cannot make it. It's even.
she's actually absurd.
It's a common thing. And then I don't blame those people. I blame Nigeria economy and Nigeria government. Because normally, you know, when you finish from uni, just get a job.
But it was not like it's the way everything changed for me.
Exactly.
It's 10 years far fetched. Like about, let's say in the early 2000s, like if you wanted to like be a career person, you would have been highly celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you want to be a career person, my dear, you're going like, to be mocked.
Can this guy, because can this girl
you
make can't, it?
You, they'll be like, ah, so this, there's even somebody that used to say that, the money you're making for a month is what I'm making for a day. I will change your, let me say it in Yoruba so that it will be sweet. My share wish was to change it. You know, that kind of thing. Ah.
Stop it.
Who told you guys that entrepreneurship is the only guaranteed way to success? Like, I don't get it. It cannot even be overemphasized. I know I said it somewhere on my post for people that know me personally. Like, you cannot, if you want to be a career person, why not dominate your field? And there's this lady, Bozoma St. John. She's killing it. She was once a marketer for Netflix, Amazon, Apple.
Yes.
She works for top brands. So I even tell me that because like, she does not own them, top. She's not making it.
Please let me ask them.
Or is it the CEO of Meta, that's Facebook? So you want to tell me that because she's not the owner of she's not Mark Zuckerberg, she's not making it.
Mark, you can't even do without her.
That's
how valuable she is.
Try to make yourself very important in the field that you're working in, so your so-called entrepreneur will not be able to do without you. So this thing, life is so simple. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to like make everything too harsh and too distant. Life, just be a free thinker. Open your mind to so many opportunities. If you want to be an entrepreneur, fine. If you want to be a career person, fine. Don't judge anybody or try to make anybody feel down for it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the auto now.
So the auto, Arezzi is popularly known as the smart money Arezzi.
Mm-hmm.
For her book, an
Instagram handle.
Yes. She's a blogger, she's an author, and she's an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
She is proving herself as a force to reckon with in the Nigerian financial sector. She's a mother, an entrepreneur, and an author of the book. I've said that before. And then she's a woman of valor.
She's very beautiful.
Very beautiful woman.
And
then she's an advocate of financial literacy, especially for women.
And if you can even read this book, you would like get what she thinks like. Like you said that this one doesn't think
basic.
Like
in 2007, the CEO magazine referred to her as the millipreneur, part of the most entrepreneurial generation ever. Like one of the best things you can when you're looking for all those first timer and all of that. And then she has a charming daughter named Victoria.
And guess what, guys? She had a financial issue.
For like tribe. She wants keep her for tribe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep her for tribe. She went
like,
to
we
business.
Have so many things in no stock wonder. For you guys for tribal.
Yeah. She went
so
to...
just hold your AirPods and everything and keep put on your notification because Smart Money Tribe is going
to
be
here to stay.
It's gonna be
a banger,
like a lot of substance in that book. This one that you're just listening to is like tip of the iceberg. When you listen to Smart Money Tribe, oh my god, that book.
She's no wonder she's so sound. Like no, if I see that woman in a day, you know what they say? She's going to be my kind of Nigeria. Like if you have a meeting with her for a whole day or more, your life is going to change. Like so, that's just all about her.
She's substance filled.
Yeah, so filled.
So guys, we have our regular quotes for the day, and sincerely, I only have one quote to give you guys, it cannot even be overemphasized. And the quote is: everybody cannot be their boss. Not everybody is cut out to be their own boss. So
okay,
I don't know if there is a way to explain it more.
Okay, just saying that. Some people will be leaders and some people will follow us. Because a follower doesn't make you a loser, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how valuable
and
you are.
The fine
as a follower.
Is, you cannot being
there's
a
so many followers are even way richer than their leader. She, you
exactly.
Know
then it's either you're stuck in a 9-to-5 job that you hate, or you're actually in an entrepreneurial job that you cannot handle. Some people, because they want to be boss,
they end up in debt.
Say it louder.
Hmm.
Printing, branding, branding all the time, always rebranding, and they are getting nothing out of it,
and or even making sales, and their financial statements is not even in place.
Tammy is a very good example.
That kid is, sorry,
imagine having somebody that is constantly funding your angel investor, and you're not
even bringing anything for,
like, no, you, and you cannot even realize, you don't even know you're not making profit. You don't know.
She doesn't know because she doesn't have any book of
so
records.
Entrepreneurship is not something that you can just jump into. Mm-hmm. It's something like, it has steps too. It's not about, I'm a CEO, I sell bags and shoes. It doesn't work that way. I'm sure most people that are selling all these things online or whatever, they don't even understand what the term entrepreneurship really means, and they don't even know whether they're making profit or they're making loss or whatever. Because they don't even know. Some people will even buy things from their source of hair. They've even used all their money to do adverts. They've paid all their money to influencers, and they don't even know. You are not even calculating it with that.
Please.
I cannot even talk about it so much. I think Shola has another quote for us.
Yeah, and another quote I have is, if you don't save for rainy days, you're going to be drowned in debt.
That's what happened to Zuri. Mm-hmm. Imagine earning 800,000 naira and you're having 80,000. It's not even the end of month yet. Like,
it still doesn't pay you. Look at the debt she's owing. Like, no.
And Ashwebi is the beginning of failure. Because sometimes you will not know when you're a salary earner.
Zero.
Please cut down the way you be buying Ashwebi. Especially Ashwebi of people you don't even know. Why are you buying it?
Ashwebi of one of your friend's. Yeah, because it just says hi to you. Hi. I say, oh my God, you look pretty.
There's somebody just woke up to you that, Shola, you have a very nice body. I want you to be out of my bridal train. And they're telling you to pay like 500K. Because
brother
of what?
Who is the bridal?
And at the end of the year, after 3 months, this stupid wedding will scatter. Are you too mad?
For me, then you see I'll be close to your house and or your souvenirs. The marriage will not be
next. Zumi mentioned it, like, I don't know that these people are no longer together and she still has their shame.
God, it can be crazy, but then you just have to learn to save for rainy days. I know investments can be a lot for so many people, but if you read this book, you get your hang on.
And
it.
Again, most people are scared of stocks, but she explained it. You just have to, you don't like most, I think the mistake most people make is, especially our fathers, what the mistakes they made, because they were the one that actually made stocks scary for us.
Yes.
They don't really know about the market. They just want to put their money anywhere.
They didn't even really read about the term of profits. Maybe it's going to be a long term, a short term, and all
they don't even know what their ROI is, what their return on investment is going to be like, and all of that. So, I know we're sounding like financial coaches here. Trust us, your babes are grounded. Do you want to try me? No, don't try also. On financial level, we've been on this money matter since 1900.
Before our bed.
No. Days of Dr. Shugo. Are you whining?
Oh my God. You've done a lot of... See, no.
Let's not start.
Learn to save. At least 10% of whatever income you have.
We have mutual funds, we have stocks, we have bonds, we have treasury bills, we have real estate. It cannot be overemphasized.
Please preach it.
Real estate.
Preach.
Real estate. And real estate does not literally mean that 200 and some 50 million naira house in Lekki, in Aja, Banana Island. You can get the land that is not even in an unknown place. But as far as the return on investment is like giving you like maybe 100% returns, but sometimes 50% returns is good. Okay.
Even if it's 20, something that you shall not start with. Like that's the main thing. Goal. And then just have your money. You have something to run by on.
Oh my God, we're almost on 1 hour, so we have to go now.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't want us to go, but we don't want to go too. We really don't have anything else to say, and we just want you guys to watch out for us on series 2. Smart Money Tribe. And this is bye from us to you guys. Bye.